This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in to the full-time report here still at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Abe Gordon and from soccer down here, John Nelson. And I can't think of a better way to start the season. We have so many things that we have to talk about after this performance. It is a 3-2 victory for Atlanta United in their home opener on match day one. The birth of the Ronnie Dyla era. I mean, what a great way to start it. I mean, I just posted on Twitter. Look, we've got all 3 points. That's check mark one. A spectacular debut from Latte Loth. A milestone for Miggy. A throwback performance from Brad Guzan. Certainly you'd like to post a clean sheet. No one's taken away from that. But, John, this was a really strong performance, and it's one of those things where expectation.
Yeah.
We wanted to see it. We all thought this attack could be potent. Tonight, this team showed it's going to be.
Got a milestone from Brad Guzan as well tonight with his 200th performance. And you mention all of those names, and you obviously gravitate toward someone who we're going to be talking a lot here in the postgame show, Latte Loth. Obviously, he's going to be at the front page, but then you end up with all of the other names, the return of Miguel Almiron. And every single time in pregame when you heard Miguel Almiron or number 10 or something like that, the crowd was behind it. I mean, you could not have gotten a louder wave of emotion every single time that Miguel Almiron's name was mentioned early on. And then you add, you know, Alexi Moranchuk to it, Savalob Janidze. You get Slam up top. I think that's the accepted nickname, or at least the acronym for the time being. But you go past that front line and that front four. You also got a lot of yeoman performances tonight from folks. Matt Edwards stepping in, Ronald Hernandez stepping in. You got to see Matthias Glick and Bart Sliesch together as those two sixes for Ronnie Dyla. So it was a good performance from a bunch of different places outside of that front four that everybody's been paying attention to all season long.
With that said, and it's something that we do every single game, win or lose, man of the match here. And last year, Savalob Janidze and Brad Guzan tied with 5 apiece, and there was a litany of players. I mean, didn't expect to have that many different variety of guys win man of the match. But John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, probably
easiest
decision, but...
Well, I mean, I give you...
I already wrote it on the rundown.
I give you full credit for just kind of ushering me in here, you know, very easily, softly
up.
Here.
Heads up.
With the Jason Longshore Memorial headset over here on this side of the box. But no, this one, it is Latte Loth. And to see the first goal where he absolutely, and I mentioned it at halftime for those that were here at side of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Latte Loth jumped out of the gym. I mean, the vertical that he hit to get that header and put it in the back of the net, it was – I mean, look, Stanley could have had a you know, someone else that they could have had as a spokesperson. Stanley Ladders, you know, we're going to have other ladders, I think, in March and April. But seriously, climbed it and knocked it in for that first goal. And then once again, he gets the brace, and he almost – had the Hattie tonight coming out of the block. So, Latte Lot, player of the match. And, yes, I thank you, Abe Gordon, for making it an easy decision for me.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Real quick, a statistical recap that is brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. The possession went towards Montreal, but as we learned last year here on the pregame and postgame show, I'm not too concerned about possession. Atlanta United, a couple of leads in some categories. They did not lead very often a season ago. They were up in shots 14-13, up on shots on goal 8-6. And I've talked about XG quite a bit before. I don't know how these numbers get put together. Atlanta United with a 2.2 expected goals. Montreal with 3.6. I saw a couple in there, and obviously this goes back to Goose, who had a couple of really nice saves, both on angled shots from the corners, but also late deflections right in front of net. Also, a ball did get tipped or deflected, not from Goose, onto the crossbar right towards the end, and that helped to save it. So the XG was in favor of Montreal, but I'm not concerned. I've made this comment. It was a joke. Now it's not funny anymore.
Right.
I don't care about XG. I care about actual G. And tonight it was 3-2 in favor of Atlanta United. Let's just talk here general before we get in our next segment more specific into the performance, and we'll let you hear some of the highlights as well. The energy tonight, and I wrote it down, 65,520.
Yep.
And there were pops, right? There were pops for goals. There were pops for Latte Loth. There were certainly pops for Miggy. It just felt like a fan base today that was finally getting to witness the offseason of change. And what could be, as we went through it and looked and said, and when you got Dyla and Henderson and the players that were added, not trying to make it too high and mighty, it could be a franchise-defining offseason. We finally got to the field, to the stadium today, for the fans to kind of see that and feel it, and I think they responded in turn.
Before the match started and before the procession of the 17s, Joe Fryhofer and I, you see us all match long here inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We went out to lot 17. We went out to where they have the supporters housed this year, and it was packed. There was a buzz. You had a lot of different activities. It was almost shoulder to shoulder at points, especially in the lower section of the supporters lot. And I had more than a handful of 17s come up to me and talk about the buzz being back. It hasn't been this way since 2018. All of those phrases that you'd hope to hear coming into 2025, you were hearing from unsolicited 17s coming up to me and saying these kinds of thoughts independent of one another, and they're telling them to me about what's happening this season. And tonight, there were moments where when CF Montreal is chasing and CF Montreal has it tied, where you needed the 17s. You needed them to respond. You needed everyone in Mercedes-Benz Stadium to help with that push with 15 to 20 minutes to go, with 10 minutes to go. When they're chasing after that eventual game-winning goal from Edwin Mosqueda, you got to hear that, those waves of emotions and that push that the players need sometimes that they talk about in these situations. You got that tonight as they were chasing goal 5 and the 10 added minutes after 90-plus.
You know, one funny moment did happen during the game for those who were in attendance, and Miguel Almirón was kind of waving his hands up, trying to get the crowd going, and the crowd responded, and I don't think Miggy knew he was on the Jumbotron, and then he looked up and doubled down on the Get Loud.
Yep.
And so they're definitely responding to Miggy and responding to the electric offense that the team showed tonight. Real quick, before we hit our first break, Matty Cruz, your partner at Soccer Down Here, was on the field post-game after a win and had an opportunity to catch up with new manager Ronnie Dyla.
So, Coach, how did you see the pieces fit together tonight here on the pitch? I think also a lot of good things, but also a lot of things to work on, but that was what we expected as well. But the boys put everything out there on the pitch. I think we played a really good first half. Second half, we start to get tired and we did too many simple mistakes with the ball. We get a little bit over us. But having said that, Montreal is a very good team. They are difficult to play against.
There's Matty Crews. Tough to hear there. And that just goes to the energy and electricity.
I was going to say.
It was loud.
Yep, but you heard
she probably recorded that right after they gave Latte Lath his spike.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that's a little bit of a tough one. I have no idea what he said. But when we come back, we'll try and catch him at the podium. We'll also, for those of you who missed it, and I have made a point not to find out, but we have a new goal call, I'm hoping, from Mike Conti.
Okay.
We've got highlights coming for you next.
Mm-hmm.
He is John Nelson. I am Abe Gordon. We'll find out what the goal call for Latte Lath is together.
Okay.
Coming up next. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. Mercedes-Benz Stadium here. The full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson of soccer down here. After a victory. We got a victory read coming
in
a couple of segments. But before we do that.
Men without a hat. You got to dig that.
I know. I just saw them.
Did you know that they had actually a follow-up hit to this one? It was a minor hit. I Like was their follow-up
Never
to this on the
it.
Same album.
Never heard of it. I think they're probably one-hit wonders. Follow-up hit. We'll detail how you had to rank on the Billboard charts later in the show. We'll figure it all out. Dom Chorosky back in studio playing some of these hits here as we take down Montreal Atlanta United does. I've been interested. There's been a lot of discussion leading up to today's opener. About 92.9 The Game and Atlanta United broadcaster Mike Conti.
Yes.
And we've got a couple of things to sort out, including what is going to be the new goal call for Latte Lath. And I have not heard these.
No.
I'm hoping I'm not, like, delivering some horrible setup. I hope Dom.
You're setting up all this expectation.
I hope Dom would have told me, like, hey, he didn't do anything special in the break. That didn't happen. So without further ado, let's get to these highlights that are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262. To sign up today. It took a little while here for Atlanta United. There were a couple of chances. Took towards the back end of the first half, but in the 42nd minute, Saba Lobjanidze sends in a corner, and the explosion, the elevation from Latte Lath.
Take advantage of your break, Atlanta. It's their sixth corner of the first half coming up here. Saba to send it out of the near corner goal to our left. Here it comes to the back post. Header! Score! Oh, yeah! Welcome to Atlanta, Latte Lath! And the L train opens the scoring in the 42nd minute.
The L train.
The L.
L, yeah,
it's the
and
L.
The L train.
Yeah, the L, yeah, the L train.
A little double dip there for Latte Lath there. Montreal did equalize. You know, Atlanta United heads into halftime with a 1-0 lead. Coming right out of halftime, this game turned. And we'll talk about it again as we'll continue to break things down. But it did turn. And Montreal had a good run for a while. It paid off in the 48th minute. Nathan Saliba finished one, Prince Owusu on the assist there. And it was 1-1 there for about 15 minutes. And there's just kind of a mess in front of the goal. You can blame the goalie. Me as a keeper, I'm like, not a good one, by the way. I would have never corralled that ball.
Right.
But he's professional. I'm not. And I sit here and say, that's a collection the goalie needs to have. Either way, Latte Lath, the man on the scene in the 63rd minute.
Quickly thrown into Moranchuk in the left attacking third. Back to Hernandez. Swung to the penalty spot. And a header. It's loose. It's stabbed into the net by Latte Lath. It's a double Latte. And Atlanta United retakes the lead on a broken play in the 63rd minute.
Attaboy, Mike Conti.
All right, so we've done away with Elia, and we've done away with L Train, but double latte.
I know.
I'm waiting for the triple latte, believe me.
Oh, we were that close.
It was close. It almost happened. So Atlanta United takes a 2-1 lead 63 minutes in. That was held for less than 10 minutes because the man who had an assist earlier, Prince Owusu, was able to convert in the 71st minute. We played a while. We made some subs, and we're going to have to talk about this too, the management of personnel by Ronnie Dyla. He eventually pulls in Edwin Mosquera, and with one of his first touches in the 85th minute, finds what ends up being an Atlanta United 3-2 winner.
Pierce with a pass blocked by Edwards. He fires it up to Moranchuk, who dribbles into the Montreal half, past the Latte line. Tap back to Almarone, who sends it ahead to Mosquera. Left side of the 18, dribbles into the box. Shot! Score! Goal! As he has done so many times before as a substitute. Edwin Mosquera with a rocket into the right upper 90 to beat Sirois and give Atlanta United the lead.
Instant offense, just add Edwin.
Yeah, 2 minutes after he comes on, and this was one of the nicer team goals in recent memory. They had a couple last year, but, man, it comes from Miggy. It comes from Latte Loth. It eventually gets all the way to the far side from Edwin Mosquera. He takes a touch. He fits it between two Montreal defenders. I mean, not a lot of space in there. Shoots the gap, if you will. And it wasn't just about that. I mean, maybe the keeper was screened. Maybe he wasn't. I don't think it matters because the placement on this goal. I wrote here, I use the word pristine.
No.
It was a pristine finish.
I mean, just you. And there was one angle that we were able to see on television. And it was, I think it was the behind the net angle. And you saw that there might have been a foot of space in between the two defenders. And as you're looking at it, the keeper for Montreal, Sirois, is kind of in line with the defender as you're looking at it, to the defender to the right. Then Edwin's ball comes off of basically the left hip of that right defender with that little bit of space and has enough curl on it and elevation to get away from Sirois and go into the back of the net. I mean, it was smashed.
Yeah, I don't want to simplify it at all, but if you saw the first goal that Saba scored in exhibition and how it kind of curled from the right around to what essentially his upper 90, imagine that sort of placement, but between two defenders, after one flick and a nice find, he makes a defender miss and finds space. That's kind of how this goal looked.
And if you listened in the background of the call with Mike, you hear Jason go, ooh, there's a little bit of that in the background. Jason's 100% correct just of how just the placement was immaculate on
that. Yeah, I you know, one of the things we'll take people behind the scenes a little bit. Last year, or last season, I had a booth, like the booth that we're sitting in here with the broadcast. And you're not supposed to cheer while sitting in the press box, right?
Yeah.
But in a booth, you get a little bit of a different
feeling.
Doors
closed, you can kind of.
So today I was sitting out in the actual press box with everyone else, and it was one of those things I had to remind myself, like, I can't cheer, which is fine. But at the same time, I was like, ooh, that's filthy. Like I mean, you had to say it.
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm not openly cheering or clap, but, like, man, you have to have a reaction when someone hits
you
a ball.
You were factually correct with your assessment.
Yeah,
it was filthy.
It was filth. Real quick, before we hit another break, Matt Edwards caught up with our very own Jason Longshore after this game, a 3-2 victory, talked about the performance from the Five Stripes.
Matt, that was exhausting for us to watch. I can only imagine the work that you had to put in and the runs that you had to make all night. You've got to feel exhausted, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. It's the first 90 minutes, wow, in a couple years, or not a couple years, a couple months. So it felt good to get out there and just put in some work.
Talk a little bit about what Montreal did on that side of the field. It was really interesting at times. You had almost like two different matchups with Caden Clark very wide early, and then they brought on Tom Pierce.
Yeah, they were trying to overload the sides, just isolate the wingbacks. So it was just a different challenge. I had to adjust, keep communicating with Bartok, and just try to stay locked in the whole time. I mean, they were just trying to 2v1 the whole time, but I think we at sometimes did it well, and sometimes we got overloaded, and they got through. So,
your first career MLS start, this is something that I'm sure everyone dreams about. Now the moment has come. Have you had a moment to reflect on just the last 2 hours and what this has been?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hit me when the game was done a little bit. You know, you work hard to get to these moments, but I don't feel anything yet just because, you know, it wasn't the best game from all of us, wasn't the best game from me, but, you know, just looking to improve, and that's all you can really do as a professional.
Montreal's a tough opponent. Yeah, yeah. I think they're a better team than they get credit for. Sure. What do you guys want to try to improve going to Charlotte next week?
I mean, the first 40 minutes, really, we were good. We were dominating the ball. We were dominating pressure, everything. And then we just kind of got open. Then overload started to appear all over the field. So I think as a team, we just need to stay locked in for longer periods of time.
So this is kind of a best-case scenario from a team standpoint where you do get the win. Yeah. That's good. But some vulnerabilities might have been exposed that now you can get into the lab and really work
on. Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Great. Matt, great playing. Congratulations. First career MLS start. We know it won't be the last.
Thank you.
Couple of quick stats on Matthew Edwards tonight. 3 clearances on the day, had an interception, had 2 tackles. One of the key stats for Matt Edwards, I think, 6 of 8 on his ground duels. He won 6 of his 8 duels on the ground tonight. So 75% win there, fouled 4 times, 77% passing on 79 touches. He also was successful in completing 3 long balls, which were important when you're trying to get out of a jam and you're pinned in on certain folks. Getting that long ball switch happened 3 times successfully for Matt tonight in his first start.
When we come back here on the full-time report, we're going to break down some of the good and the bad. Obviously, Matt Edwards talked about there are things to improve upon. You did give up 2 goals. We'll talk about it. I have a thought on how that first goal for Montreal developed. Also, we'll certainly refocus in on that attack and those guys up front, but also what's a little bit behind them as well. There's plenty more to come. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon, and this is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson here. Atlanta United picks up a 3-2 victory. And Mose, as a proud partner of Atlanta United,
welcome, Mose,
would like to say congratulations on your well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's 3 goals means tomorrow Mose will be knocking $3 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Mose and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $3 off a burrito or bowl. And Montreal, since Mose and Atlanta United are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal too. You think Mose maybe wants to reconsider because of the offseason additions? $1 for every goal.
Well,
and there might be a couple threes, couple fours, might be a $5 off at some point in the season. We're going to keep an eye on that.
Did you, sir, see on social media there was a former player for Atlanta United, and he had a one-liner that he dropped during the match. And to your point about Mose, at MF Parkhurst on the social medias, he says, if the front four stay healthy, at ATLUTD are going to score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
So this might be – look, if the warning shot is coming from Michael Parkhurst, maybe Mose just needs to get a little more inventory.
And look, that's obviously coming from a defender who's seen a lot of potent attacks come his way and recognizes. And I was talking with Matty Cruz, who joined me in the pregame show during the game but also before the game. If these guys stay healthy, it's only going to get better. I think we saw some of the connections today, but there were also a couple of misses, a couple of misreads, and some moments where guys were floating into each other's space, stuff like that. It's going to happen, right? Because there are new teammates.
Right.
There are new roles. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff is to be understood. But at the end of the day, from that four, you got a combination, and with Mosquera getting the final touch, but Miggy and Latte Loth still involved on that third and deciding goal there. You got a nice performance, and that's one thing that you're going to keep kind of on the front foot here for Atlanta United, is that you're not out of games. Are you going to have to win a couple of games throughout the season with offense? Yeah, potentially. And you'd like to say, stay healthy on the offense, get healthy on the defense, right? Derek Williams was limited to just a couple of minutes today. You know, you don't have Amador or Brooks Lennon right now, and maybe they come back relatively quickly. We're seeing some good things out of Brooks in terms of his timing, but You get this full squad going, you get Click and Sleash behind Maranchuk, Saba, Miggy, and Latte Loth, and it is going to be danger time. And really, that's what we wanted to see. Like we can talk about the victory, and the victory is nice. There's no doubt about that. But people, yes, they want to see wins. They wanted to see the return of something that looks like what we saw today. Something that a kind of Baker Mayfield, if I may steal a line, something that feels dangerous,
yeah,
right?
Like the Lakers in Showtime, something like that, you know, for some folks of a certain demographic. But, yeah, you have a couple of different points here. You look at the connections, and you can see where – Miggy and Saba and Miranchuk and Latte Lot, you can see where the ideas are going. You can see where, when it's coming from Sleash and Click in the midfield, you can see where the idea is.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, this was the first game state that we have to talk about.
Now, I've talked with you on the podcast, if you'd like to. Quick promotion?
Sure. SDHAM. It's on the Soccer Down Here. It's on YouTube. And pick all your social medias, soccerdownhere.net. And when it's over, you can catch the full show on tape on YouTube as well.
One of the things I mentioned to you in my last appearance, and probably on a couple different appearances, I know I've talked with Mike Connie and Jason about this as well, but was patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mentioned, hey, they're not going to be full stride in full form game one.
Right.
And I think you did see some of that. Here's the good news. While preaching patience, while waiting for these guys to fully understand their roles, to fully understand each other, and the flow of different opponents, that's also going to be another step. Maybe a little less so, but, I mean, Mickey's been gone how many years, right?
Like,
there's been a lot of turnover in the opposing teams. What he knew and understood from those teams and how they played his first run with Atlanta United is going to be different. Certainly, Latte Loth is getting familiar with the new opponents and new defenders. So there's going to be moments like that over the course of the season where they have to get ready for stuff like that. But while preaching patience, while telling you, hey man, it might take a little while for everyone to get up to speed, they also just poured in three goals against the team that went to the playoffs a year ago. And so, it's a good start.
You see the individual ability of these athletes, and you're waiting for those moments when the collective becomes just the unconscious. It's like, I know where you're going to be at a certain time, and you don't have to think about it. And you have those connections right now where there's probably a little thought that's involved instead of just being, instead of just doing.
Yeah.
And so when it becomes second nature down the line, then these connections that you saw that were maybe a half step here, a half step there, behind a pass, you know, behind a player, behind a pass, off the wrong shoulder, somebody's making a wrong cut, those kinds of things. That, over time, that's where the patience comes in. You saw Latte Lot jump, just completely and totally jump out of the gym for that first goal. That is not, you know, that's his own innate ability. That is him climbing to the second floor and hammering into the back of the net on a header. You see the dribbling ability of Saba. You see the sprinting ability of Saba. You see the speed of an Edwin Musketa. You see what you have with Miranchuk when it comes to imagination and set pieces. All these different things, when they blend together over time in game state, that's when I think that the anticipation turns into reality.
The other thing you see is a lot of guys that want to take on defenders, and I really appreciate that, and I think that's what the fans are looking forward to over the course of the season as well. A couple of minutes ago, Matty Cruz, who remains downstairs in the bowels of the stadium, was able to catch up with Atlanta United midfielder Mateusz Click.
I mean, how do you feel about the team's overall performance today?
I mean, it wasn't great. There's plenty to improve, but it's the first game of the season. We got 3 points, we scored 3 goals, and as I said, it was a bad game, good result. So I will take him, you know. Whenever you play bad game, if you win games, that's very, very good.
Ronny Dyla said earlier this week in media that the Sixes were the heart of the team. How do you feel like you and Sleach's relationship and connection on the field really grew today?
I mean, obviously we need more time together. It's not just us, it's everyone. And today wasn't great performance from probably all of us.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we're going to keep improving. And as I said, it was the first game. We're a little rusty, but, you know, it's 3 points, and that's the most important thing. And we're gonna definitely have better games. But at the same time, I'm happy with the win because that's most important.
What are the takeaways from the performance today going into the rest of the season?
Obviously, our defense, playing in defense, and As a collective, as a team, we need to improve on that because everyone could see today that we can go forward and we have good players, and we just need to keep the ball longer and have more control of the game. But that, as I said, we have a new team, and we need to get each other know each other.
You know, it would have been easy here, John, for the players to come out and say 3 points, we did our jobs. But that's now the second player that we've heard that has said, hey. The 3 points is nice, but this is not where we want to be. We can do better here. We can do better there. That's what I like to hear as a fan, as an analyst, is a team that strives to be their best. And today wasn't their best. It was enough, and we'll certainly take that on any given day. We'll always take that. But the fact that they nitpick, for lack of a better term, and find places that they know they need to improve, and it is week one, game one, match day one, that gets you excited a little bit.
And it's almost like Mateus Klik was paying attention to our conversation before we tossed to the interview where Maddie caught up with him. But, yeah, so they get it. They understand that, yeah, we got the win. Yeah, we came back and scored the goal that gave us the win when the match was tied at 2. You know, tied at 1, tied at 2, and you end up getting the 3-2 winner. They know they got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
And so I think that coming out of the blocks, their own expectations obviously are very high as the group that has been assembled. And so now it's like, all right, you get your full points here. You take the lessons from this match. You play it forward. You get ready for Charlotte. So I think that they know that things will come together and come together more or better, whatever adjective you want to use, with time. But, you know, first time out of the blocks, you got full points.
Lotte Loth gets a brace in an Atlanta United 3-2 victory on match day one. I want to talk to you more about him in just a moment, but we do have to hit a break. We're already behind, as we tend to do here on the Full Time Report. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. It is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson here. Atlanta United starts the season off the right way. A 3-2 victory here. The winner didn't come until the 85th minute. Edwin Mosquera, just 2 minutes after coming on as a sub. A really nice setup from Miggy and Lotte Loth. And Mosquera does the rest. And it took quite an effort, but he gets the job done, and Atlanta United gets a 3-2 winner. And it might not have been 3-2. There were a lot more goals to be had in this game. Brad Guzan played excellent. He did not quite get the clean sheet, but that doesn't mean he didn't have a strong performance. By the way, Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. A little bit unfair, but this year's donation total is currently $0. But that is certainly to change if Brad Guzan keeps up the form that we saw him at towards the backstretch last year, but also in the opener today. We talked about it. We joked about the XG for Montreal was 3.6. A lot of that is because of a couple of saves that Guz had. One quick reaction save. I think you almost hit me while we were sitting. Woo. I was like, oh, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I did see it. We're both watching. But, I mean, just an incredible quick reaction, almost no reaction save, and a couple of others that were crossed and low that he had to deflect wide. They went out for a corner, but really good deflections, really good gatherings, and a little bit of luck from the crossbar too. But Brad Guzan, I don't know how Father Time works for him. I played pickleball this morning, and my knees
I was going to say, brother, I don't
it's
know.
It's a rough go. But I'll be honest, last year, year before, there were some questions about his form.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he was outstanding last year. And obviously, one game tonight doesn't make a season. But he looks to be in absolutely fine form heading into this year as well. Really nice effort.
5 saves on the night for Brad Guzan. And when you look at – and this is one of the things that I would love to sit down and just kind of do like an inside the film room with Brad. Like in a night like this, you look at it and it's like, okay – what are you analyzing? What are your reflexes here? What are you seeing? You know, the three-dimensional approach. It's like, all right, ball's coming. What's going through your head? What's your process, basically?
Yeah.
I'd love to know what is going through his mind, especially in the idea of, okay, process here off of a set piece, process off a corner. Then you have those reflex saves that he's had. It's just insane. All right, so here we go. Cliche alert, that's a dollar in the jar. Cat-like reflexes of Brad Guzan on a couple of instances last year that you just sit there and you go, I have no earthly idea how he made the saves, like last season in the playoffs.
Well, and let me just also, on top of that, it's not just about making the saves. It's about playing it out of danger,
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, we saw Lotte Loth's second goal was because the goalie spilled the ball.
Yes,
now, when you have those reflex saves, you don't always get a choice of where you're pushing the ball or moving the ball to. Brad has done an excellent job of not putting it back into a dangerous spot as well.
Yeah, parrying it and guiding the ball off at an angle, not sending it back out where it came from. You know, the Sirwa instance that you're discussing where Sirwa makes the save and he's trying to control it, and Luca Petrasso, I think, is coming forward, and whether Petrasso is seen in Sirwa's sight line or not, it creates a bit of a coming together, and then it's a slam dunk for Lotte Loth for goal number two. But when you see Brad is always parrying the ball out of trouble, putting the ball away from the net behind him, and so when he can do something like that, he's always guiding it off in a separate direction. Great stuff that we always get to see from Brad Guzan on the day. 36 touches for Brad, 76% on his passing, 19 of 25, 7 of 13 on long balls. He had the one clearance. And for those that I don't know how your AG would compare to an XG for Brad, but goals prevented. Maybe that's an NG. No goals. A .19 for Brad, according to our friends at SofaScore.
Yeah, I mean, if you take that and then from the XG and then the minus, I think that's where you get to the actual G there for
the OG
for Montreal. Yeah. So, hey, look, it's one of those things where outstanding performance on the back end, also really strong performance on the front end. We're talking about the debut of Latte Lath. And I'll tell you, I think we saw pretty much everything he has to offer, right? We saw on the first goal, right, the elevation, woo, the power to get up there on the header. I think we saw in the second goal, and good strikers know this, and not always guys that have the skill set that Latte Lath, get yourself in the right position.
Don't give up on the play.
And that's one other thing. I think we saw speed. I think we saw power. I think at times we saw vision. And the one thing that I maybe had underrated from him was the footwork. I mean, I thought he made a couple of guys look silly out there. And we spent so much time talking about this guy opens up defenses because of his speed. Maybe we didn't talk about the actual technical skill that this guy – I mean, some of the first touches to control, mm-hmm, – was impressive, and then what he did after that. But Latte Lath did put on a show today with two goals and an assist in his Atlanta United and MLS debut.
You look, and if you almost look at Latte Lath, and you look to the sides, 180 degrees, his peripheral vision must be insane, where he sees the guy, or he feels the guy at his back, knows which direction to spin out of trouble and create things offensively when he's in possession with the ball. To your point, I think defenders are now with a small sample size, they're going to have to be put on notice because of not just the height that he can get with the jump, not just with what he can do when it comes to chasing after the play, getting in behind defenders, but what he can do with controlling the ball as well. So right now, small sample size, one match, he's the complete and total package. There you go. There's your hype alert.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that we're sitting here and talking, and we've mentioned Miggy a little bit, and he opened some things up tonight too, but for a victory that you feel pretty good offensively about, you really didn't talk a ton about Miguel Almirón, and you and I haven't, at least as we react to the performances, and that's probably a good thing. You don't want any of these teams, and this was probably DC United's big issue last year, and you can go through a number of different teams. You don't want to be reliant on any one player, and hopefully we're not in a situation, and because we have Miggy, because we have Saba, you don't feel like you are reliant on Latte Lath, but it's a really nice feeling to see you put up three goals. Miggy wasn't necessarily the heart and soul of the offense. I think that is going to go a long way for this team as well. All right, we have one segment left to go. We're going to continue breaking down a 3-2 victory. Match day one starts off.
One segment?
That's it.
Wow.
It goes by fast.
Man.
An hour can go by fast here. Not as fast as those 10 minutes. About the same time, I believe, as those 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So, don't even get me started on that, brother.
There you go. When we come back, we also might have a little bit of audio from Man of the Match, Latte Lath. He is John Nelson. I am Abe Gordon. We continue next. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Still hanging out at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Abe Gordon and John Nelson.
Do we have the playlist from Dom Shirosky here outside of Men Without Hats? Do we have the playlist?
I don't know if he's still doing this because I don't know music well enough. And Jason, who's sitting here laughing at me, would probably stop laughing and start yelling at me. We traditionally, on a victory,
right,
or play music from for today, it would be from Montreal or some sort of Canada province.
Well, careful now.
Yeah, I know.
Because if you PQ in Ontario, man, that's them fighting words.
So he probably just Googled
that. Well, I went to the Wikipedias, and it's like 99,000 names. And so I was just wondering if we could trim that down.
Sometimes I'll make requests.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll like ban people. Like, all right, it's Chicago, no Kanye. Like, we get it. Like, we can ban artists too. But Dom kind of goes through it. He just sent us what he has played over the course of the those are the songs all from Montreal, he says.
Right.
We'll get to that in a moment. Before we do that, though,
yes,
the man of the match on his debut, Latte Lath, met with the assembled media. Here he is talking about the combination of what they have up top, himself, Saba, and Miggy.
with the chemistry between you and Saba and Miguel? Like, is that something that you felt was good tonight and can get better, obviously?
It was really good because we had a really connection, we had a good connection. Even we didn't play too many times together, so it was really, really, really good, yeah.
Just take out of the game one step forward.
Yep.
Can you describe your two goals, please? Just go through them.
I jump and take my head. And the second one, it was like, it's a really goal for a striker because you need to be in the box, so really happy. Tap in, my first tap in as well,
A striker's goal.
Well, but I love the first one. He says, yeah, I jumped. Yeah, you did. That is the truth.
You know what's funny? And you look at the photo, it is Alexei Maranchuk in the background, like, trying to win the header. And Latte Loth is like, it's not getting to you, big dog. You're in great position, and you might darn well have scored yourself. But it ain't getting to you. And it's just a funny photo on that.
Yeah, Johannes Schneider, the stats guru for Atlanta United Communications. Latte Loth is the eighth player in Atlanta United history to score on his club debut in MLS matches. The others, I'm sure that the rest of the folks in the room have probably already looked at this, but the other seven, Saba Lobjanidze, 2 months earlier, Nicolas Firmino, 2022, it was Caleb Wiley and Dom Dwyer, 2017, Brandon Vasquez, Jacob Peterson, and Yamil Assad. So that is the answer to your trivia question. Latte Loth is number 8 on the list for scoring on his club debut, and Matthew Edwards is the 11th homegrown to get a start in Major League Soccer.
I don't mean to simplify things, but Atlanta United right now in like a 7-way tie for first place. Congratulations.
First place.
We're not dealing with tiebreakers just yet. So they're up there. They do pick up 3 points today, 3-2 at home over Montreal. Just a quick note on some of the other scores. Miami needed a 100th minute goal to equalize at home against NYCFC. They went out on a red card early and battled in that one.
I'm holding my tongue on that one.
Yeah,
sir.
No comment. Mm-hmm. Philly did go into Orlando and put up a surprise 4-2 victory. Everything else, either not important enough to mention or boring. A lot of victories at home. LAFC at home, Cincinnati at home, Columbus at home, Austin at home. So that's what you got around around the table and around the scoreboard here, and obviously one of the other storylines, tough go, but San Diego joins the MLS, and they are gifted with a road game at the LA Galaxy tomorrow as their opener. Charlotte is in action right now, and of course Atlanta United is heading to Charlotte next week, so looking forward to that game. Just some quick thoughts from you on that one. I think Charlotte defensively very strong a season ago. Atlanta United, though, is going to bring in what we saw today, a potent attack. I think that's a really good matchup and a really good gauge to, one, go on the road, but two, to face one of what we expect again to be one of the better goalies in MLS, one of the better defenses in MLS. You do on the road what you did tonight at home, and the United season will be off and running.
And it will be interesting with Charlotte, with their offense that we know that is there with that, with the addition of Wolf Zaha, and with the Atlanta United speed that we saw today, you'll be going at part of a back line that includes a 37-year-old and Tim Ream. So, you know, you're going to be running up that left-hand side and staying away from the right-hand side that has Dilson Milanda. I mean, and Christian Colina, who has been known to make a save or two. I think it's going to be a fun one. It's a rivalry. Greg Tepper, the owner of Charlotte FC, mentioned from the absolute beginning when he stood behind the dais, day number one, called Atlanta the rival. They are our rival. He said that, I'm paraphrasing, but then in his first press conference, said Atlanta's the rival. So that was the early bar that was set with this rivalry. So looking forward to it, and it's going to be speed versus scoring, and it's going to be a fun one.
And as we wrap up here, any final thoughts tonight on a 3-2 victory for Atlanta United?
Just to get back, glad to get back to it in front of 65,000 of our favorite best friends, you know, and to get back into this rhythm. Everybody was wondering, it's like, okay, the season ended 7 weeks ago. So what are you going to be talking about for 7 weeks to get everything squared away? You're not going to have anything to talk about. What's going on? You know, it's December, it's January, nothing's going on. A lot happened. And you got to see the fruits of that tonight, where you got a lot of goals on the board. You had a lot of folks in the stands, a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz. 3 points on the board after match day number one, going up against CF Montreal.
Yeah, I think you kind of touched on it, and that's where I settle here, is you look at the offseason and – There was a lot of hope and a lot of potential to finally see that vision realized. And again, look, one game doesn't make a season. I think we understand that. They didn't win MLS Cup tonight, right? But to finally see and the vision of this offseason going all the way back to the hiring of Henderson, the hiring of Dyla, and obviously the players that you added, for it to now amount to a re-energized fan base and also a victory in your first game at home. I just think we're all excited for what's to come here in the 2025 Atlanta United season. All right, that's going to do it tonight for the Full-Time Report. Want to thank Dom Cherosky, our producer, back in studio, and certainly to Jake Cook, our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, Matty Cruz and John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, I am Abe Gordon. Join us again at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st for our next broadcast as Atlanta United is going to take on Charlotte FC. Once again, the final today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 3 and CF Montreal 2.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.